Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by leveraging the power of systems and automations to create better client results. My name is Ashley Rose, and I'm an Airtable and automation expert who has helped hundreds of coaches move off of spreadsheets and create automated systems that help track their client results and seamlessly manage their clients from onboarding to offboarding and everything in between. If you want to be the best coach in your niche and you want to have group programs and one-on-one coaching offers that actually get your clients results, then you are in the right place. I am so excited you're here. Before we dive into the show, I want to make sure that you're following me on Instagram and you're on my email list. Those are absolutely the two best ways to stay in touch and also to get even more Airtable tips and tricks as you are learning and implementing. So listen to the podcast, yes, for sure. But please pull up Instagram right now and find me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. Go to my link in my bio and sign up for my email list and shoot me a DM and just say, hey, I'm about to listen to the podcast and you told me to come say hey, so here I am. I would love to hear from you and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode. So in this episode, we're talking about how to choose the best software to run your group program and do client management. So choosing the right software to grow your group program and your coaching business is so important. You don't want to feel limited by the tech stack that you pick, and you want it to be able to grow with you and not limit you. It is a really big decision and one that can feel very, very heavy to make. And you want to make sure that you're making the right decision when you're picking your tech stack and not like going down this research rabbit hole. I see too many people, maybe it's just my algorithm, but on Threads, so many people are asking random folks on the internet, should I do Airtable versus ClickUp? What about Notion? What about Kajabi? Kajabi versus Kartra versus Thrivecart Learn? Like there's so many different things. And really, you should be able to make your decision about your tech stack in like 5 minutes and move on. In this episode, I am going to share a specific tech that I recommend to all of my clients that is the most scalable. But I also want to cover some of the reasons why people get in this like sticky like tech stack reviewing switching loop in the first place. The first one is that people are looking for the cheapest solution right now. And I understand that. I remember when I didn't have the $400 or whatever it was to invest in Thrivecart, and I was really trying to make all of these other free platforms work. Now, if you're in that place, that's okay. But I want you to just think about how much money you are going to spend later down the line migrating software or also spending in processing fees. Sometimes, especially with checkout platforms, they might look cheaper, but they have processing fees. They're taking a significant portion of processing fees. And so actually there's other softwares like Thrivecart that don't do processing fees. So that cheaper software is actually going to cost more in the long run as your business grows. So that's one, is that people really are looking for the cheapest software, but the cheapest software is often have hidden fees on the back end when it comes to processing fees, or they are going to limit you in the future and it's going to be a hassle to have to migrate your data. So if you are on a cheaper option or something and it doesn't scale with you and you're suddenly in a point where you now have, you know, you doubled from 10 clients to 20 clients and now you're at 50 clients and all your old freer systems don't have as many automation opportunities. And so you're doing a lot more things manual and you're just hitting a limit on the things that that software can do for you. You are going to be in a spot where you have to pause your growth to go fix and redo your systems. When if you just had your scalable system set up tech stack before, you would be okay and you'd be ready to grow with you. So when you're deciding on new software to invest in your business, I want you to look at a couple things and no, and not asking Threads. Threads is not one of them. Don't ask Threads. I want you to think about what is the software that you need. So let's use your checkout platform, for example. I recommend with the checkout platform, think about what you already have, or if you don't have anything yet, this is the practice. Always, 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 when you're looking at a new software or someone's like, oh my God, have you heard of this thing? Always look up that software's name plus Zapier integrations. So like Thrivecart Zapier integrations, Kajabi Zapier integrations. Look that up and you can see all of the different automation opportunities that are going to be available for you. If the software does not have a Zapier integration, do not buy it. Do not invest in it, even if it tells you it's an all-in-one platform, so no Zap needed. You are always, always going to need Zapier capabilities. If you don't know what Zapier is, it's a software that automates tech together. So it helps tech talk to each other. So if something happens in Kajabi, then add them to Flowdesk or add them into Airtable. It helps your different pieces of tech talk to each other it is so critical to have software that has a really robust Zapier capabilities. Checkout platforms are a great example. If you look up Thrivecart Zapier integrations, you will see there are dozens and dozens of amazing Zapier integrations that are available to you. So it's like when a payment is failed, when a new affiliate occurs, when a new affiliate signs up, when a new affiliate makes a sale, when somebody rebills, when somebody cancels, there are so many options that I don't even touch yet because there's so many. If you look at that and then you compare it to, let's say, Kajabi, if you say Kajabi Zapier integrations, you're going to see there's like three integrations for Kajabi and none of them are related to the checkout platform. It's so, so limited and none of them are related to their affiliate platform. So yes, Kajabi has an affiliate platform, but it is not automation friendly at all. And so that's when you're first looking at software, always look at that software's name and Zapier and integrations, and you'll be able to just see that. And if there's one, if it doesn't have any, stay away from it. And if you're comparing software and one has more than the other, choose the one that has the most automation opportunities. And when you are choosing software, please choose software based on where you want to go in your business, what your wildest dreams are in your business. So this is why I find Airtable is an absolute necessity, because Airtable can work with you when you have zero clients, and it can also work with you when you have thousands of clients still on one plan. I, as an Airtable expert, am only on the $24 a month plan. We have one account. It's super easy. It's relatively affordable. A lot of us are worried about costs and can get sticker shock when we see all of our subscription costs adding up, right? But if you have tech, if you have the right tech for the job, you will think that like this tech is like so worth it. Think about the ROI. It's the cheapest team member you can hire. We'll get into that in another episode, but your systems and your software are truly the cheapest team members you can hire, and start to think of it that way. So don't think, I see in Slack channels and I see in threads like, oh, like Airtable is just so expensive. XYZ is just so expensive. Zapier is so expensive. But when you think about all the things it actually does for you, it's actually truly like the best money that you can spend in your business. Don't be afraid of investing in software. And just a harder truth is that if you are paying a team member now, if you're paying $25 an hour for a VA to do admin work, you're already overspending. Your budget could absolutely be cut down. You could save on VA hours if you had the right systems with these low-cost softwares to really skyrocket your productivity, your operations, and your results. So inside of Systems Over Stress, and what we do with all of our clients is if you are not a client of mine, you can go down the rabbit hole by doing the Zapier, checking the Zapier things, checking the pricing, making sure it's the most scalable option for you. But if you're a client of mine, we have done all of this research and work for you. So inside of Systems Over Stress, my group program, we help you feel confident about your tech stack so you can move on and just trust that your software will grow with you. You don't have to worry about if you're in the wrong thing. We literally have a red, yellow, green light software rating system for almost every piece of tech out there. And one of the first lessons that you go through in Systems Over Stress is confirming your tech stack. So I break down all of the pros and cons of all of the software that you need, from your community groups to your course platforms, automation softwares, event calendars, video hosting, everything. It's very robust and helps you pick the right tech based on your priorities. So sometimes you might be in tech right now that maybe isn't the most automation friendly. So we are not going to shame you for that or judge you. We just want you to know exactly what you're getting yourself into, exactly what your tech stack can and can't do, so you can decide if it's worth switching or not, or if you can stay for now. For example, sometimes that happens with like video hosting platforms. Some of them aren't as automation friendly, but like all your videos are currently in Loom versus Vimeo or anything like that. So we just let you know like, hey, in the future, you might want to switch this, but that's not a big priority right now. You can keep that, but like absolutely let's get you out of this checkout platform. Or if you don't want to get out of your checkout platform, just know that certain things like automatically updating payments from projected to failed or projected to received would be a manual process. It would be automated with some of these other tech, but if that's okay for you right now and where your business is at, that's okay. So we let you know exactly what your tech is capable of, what you could switch to in the future, and what's really worth it to switch to now. But always, 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 no matter what, there's a couple pieces of tech that everybody needs. I'm going to walk you through those now. So the biggest thing that every single business needs, whether you have zero clients or whether you have thousands, is a centralized client management system. The only place to build that is Airtable. The only place to build that is Airtable. Dubsado will tell you it's a client management system. It's not. It is a system that helps you take contracts, take payments, and send proposals. But it's not the centralized place for all of your data about all of your clients to live. So whether you have Kajabi or whether you have Dubsado or whether you have Kartra, a lot of these ones that think that they're kind of an all-in-one, you still need Airtable to bring all of the information together. Another piece of software that's really important to make the right decision on is your checkout platform. So a lot of the times with checkout platforms, people just use whatever is connected to their course platform. So whether that's Kajabi, Kartra, they do have internal checkout platforms. However, we recommend, and we've seen this time and time again, so many of our clients say like, oh, it's okay for me to stay with Kajabi or Kartra right now. They always end up moving to Thrivecart for the automation opportunities. We have a full podcast episode with Dama Ju, who's a Thrivecart expert, all about why it's so important to move to Thrivecart. Thrivecart or Samcart, both of them have pretty robust automation capabilities. But the reason why we recommend you switching and having a really scalable checkout platform is for a couple of reasons. And one of those reasons is that, one, yes, the automation opportunities are really helpful, but so often we find that people switch and migrate course platforms throughout the course of their time as an online business owner. If you talk to any online business owner who's been in this game for years, they will tell you that they have hopped around course platforms. Because course platforms are one of those things that like people want to change and they want to move. And sometimes your curriculum changes or the user experience is so much better in a certain other course platform. But here is the thing, is that if you want to move from Kajabi to Thrivecart Learn or move from Kajabi into Kartra and your checkout platform is bound to your course platform, you are stuck with paying for that thing until everybody's payments run out. So what I mean by that, and I have seen this so many times, so if this is you, you're not alone, it's totally normal, but someone will want to move off of Kajabi. Kajabi is like $200 a month. Let's say they want to move off of Kajabi because they don't like the course experience and they want to move it into Kartra, which is also a couple hundred dollars a month. But they just had a launch a few months ago and they still have 4 months of people on payment plans. That means that they're spending an extra $800 just letting people like finish out their payment plans while they're moving to another course platform. So we really don't recommend you using the checkout platform that's connected to the course platform for that reason, just because it doesn't give you the flexibility if you do ever want to move. But with Thrivecart, you can really easily set it up. Thrivecart is a one-time payment. It has so many amazing automation opportunities. That's why we recommend it so much. But you can always set up a Zap and we walk you through exactly how to set up an automated onboarding experience. So we say, when someone joins in Thrivecart, add them into Kartra, add them into your Airtable base, send them the contract that they need. Everything is just automatically sent out to them. And it's totally separate from your course platform. So that's something that people really don't think about. Is they think that they're like, oh, this is going to be the thing for me. I'm all in. And I cannot tell you how many of my clients decide to switch course platforms, but then they are bound to it because of the payment plans. So having a client management system, which is Airtable, having a checkout platform that is separate from your course platform, cannot stress it enough. Have it be in Thrivecart. Really, really recommend it. If you aren't in Thrivecart, or if you're currently in this place where you do have a lot of those things on your payment, what we recommend with our clients and what we'll walk you through in our tech stack is if it makes sense for you to move to Thrivecart, if it makes sense for you to switch tech, and at what time does it make sense? We want to make sure that you are moving your tech and migrating and choosing the right software based on your business and your business priorities. So if you have a launch coming up where you have 50 students coming in, we want to make sure that your systems are set up for those 50 students the right way. So we don't want you to have a launch and put everybody into Kajabi and then realize, oh my God, I don't want to be in there anymore. And then you now have 6 months of people on those payment plans and you feel stuck. So that's why we really want you to be inside of Systems Over Stress and submit your tech stacks for review so we can really give you a holistic idea of exactly the tech that you should be using. So you'll hear me mentioning course platforms a lot, and I actually do not have a preference on your course, on your tech stack for your course. And I actually don't have a preference on what course platform you use. Whatever you're in is probably okay. Course platforms, just like project management systems, they really are like whatever your personal preference is, right? So if you like the way that it looks, if your student likes the way it looks, I would recommend just staying in with whatever you're in, but pulling out, like I said, pulling out that checkout platform and also adding Airtable as your client management. So we have all of them inside of Airtable. So I don't care as much about your course platform. People love to talk about the pros and cons of different course platforms. on Threads and things. And what I find typically is when people hate their course platform, a lot of times, I'm using Kajabi a lot. We moved from Kajabi to Learn. We didn't like Kajabi, but really what I actually didn't like was the way that my curriculum was structured in general. A lot of the time, it's not the course platform's problem. It's the way that you've structured your curriculum. So I like actually to recommend people stay in whatever course platform that they're in and have the creative constraint of like, how do I make my curriculum better within the course platform that I'm already in? And we say that because one, when you change tech that is like forward facing to clients, it is a hassle. You have to tell everybody, you have to communicate to clients that they have new logins, that their old logins are going to work and that everything is changing. It's a really big migration task. And oftentimes it's unnecessary because you're going to have the same issues if you hop into another course platform with the same curriculum. So we really recommend like pushing yourself to make the curriculum better and more refined inside of the current course platform that you're in, instead of feeling like there's a shiny other better option. So we have personal preferences. I like using Learn just because, again, it's a one-time payment, which is nice, but that's not the only reason that we like it. We actually like Learn because they almost have like, they have like a drag and drop builder that you can make the lessons like really customized. And specifically what we do inside of Systems Over Stress is we have these two columns. One side has like the screenshot of the image of the automation and the left side has text and help guides. And you can't do that type of thing with other course platforms and like the other, like how they use their layout builder. So sometimes there's like specific things that make it better for you to switch course platforms, but oftentimes people are moving too early because they haven't exhausted all of the options of how can I make my curriculum work inside of the course platform that I'm already in. Honestly, as long as you have a solid client management system in Airtable and a solid checkout platform in Thrivecart or somewhere that is scalable, then everything else is okay. I'm really open to, if you use Dubsado for contracts, that's fine because we can automate those Dubsado contracts into Airtable. Use HelloSign, DocuSign, any contract platform that's Zapier compatible, we can really work with it. So you're really not having to switch too much of your tech around. You don't really have to switch too much of your tech around if you have a centralized base, like centralized place in Airtable that is housing everything. Airtable makes it so you can really be nimble and flexible with the other tech if you ever want to make changes, but Airtable is never going to go away. And that's really exciting. So if you do decide to switch tech, if you do decide to switch email marketing platforms, for example, and you keep all of your emails inside of Airtable, then you don't lose any historical data when you platform hop from course platforms to email marketing platforms. So having Airtable is like the absolute requirement. That's a requirement. Choosing the best tech stack when it comes to your checkout platform is really going to set you up for the long-term success. And then there's other ones that are just nice to have that like help eliminate some manual admin stuff, but they're not required. So it's actually when you join Systems Over Stress, you aren't totally burning down your entire systems. You're just like making little tweaks. And what you're really doing is you're creating a centralized hub where all of your data about your clients and all of these things, these moving pieces that are living like in silos and all of your different tech stack, we're pulling that all together and keeping it super organized. I know I just gave you a lot to think about, and I want to make sure that you feel excited about your tech stack. Your tech stack really can grow with you, and it really can make you so much money. It can save you so much time as long as you're in the right tech. We want to make sure that you're set up for success. Like I said, Systems Over Stress, my group program, walks you through exactly all of the different type of tech that you can pick in your business and what's the best for you. And we also have customized tech stack consulting so we can make sure that you are literally in the right tech for you and your business. If you have any questions at all about Systems Over Stress or about your tech stack, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Systems Over Stress, and we can chat there. Sometimes podcasting is a one-way street, so it's really nice to know that if you made it to the end of this episode, shoot me a DM. You can totally send me a voice memo. I'm there for you and can't wait to see what your tech is and get you inside of Systems Over Stress and have you finally feel confident that you're in the most scalable tech stack possible. I'll see you in the next episode.
If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.